We'll start here from the new parak on Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. The parak is going to be speaking about, and the Mishnah in particular over here is speaking about a person who's magdish stei achuza. Stei achuza is a field that a person inherits from their family, from their fathers, and belongs to them. It's not something that they have a leasehold on, not something that they're buying until the Yovel, but something that is permanently to theirs, and if they sold it, they would get it back during the Yovel. So they decide that they want to be magdish such a field. And the Torah lays out for us in Vayikra Chav Zayin, from Psukim Tet Zayin until Chav Aleph, what exactly transpires with a field such as this. V'im mistei achuzato, yagdish ish l'Hashem, v'yayar kachal lefi zaro, zera chomer seorim, b'chamishim shekel kesef. So this is something that we've seen before, that when it comes to such a field, you do not redeem it based on its true value, but rather you redeem it based on a fixed price. Fixed price is 50 shekel for the 49 years, let's say it this way for now, from the year after the Yovel until the next Yovel, you have to pay 50 shekel, which is the equivalent of a shekel and pundion for every year. Based on that, you redeem the field, and here the Torah lays out for us how much that is. It's a zera chomer sorim, a field or an area that gives you a chomer sorim, which is 30 sa'ah of seorim, which is otherwise known as an area that is 75,000 square amot. So that area, you'll redeem every 75,000 square amot, you will redeem for 50 shekel, based on the number of years remaining until the Yovel. And that's what the Torah says here. V'im shnat ha-yovel yagdish sadeyu, kerkecha yakum. That's true, if it was done from shnat ha-yovel. V'machar ha-yovel yagdish sadeyu, but if it's done afterwards, v'chishav lo ha-kohen et ha-kesef, al pi ha-shanim ha-notarot, so there, you have two different ways that you pay. One pay is where you pay the full amount, whatever that means. Is that if it's done at a later point, again, we have to determine what is shnata yovel and achar yovel. But at shnata yovel, you pay the full 50. Achar yovel, you're going to pay less than that, which is called begiron kesef. Vim ga'ol yigalat asadeh mikdish oto. The one who owns the field, if he is the redeemer of the field, he adds on an additional fifth, but this is a chamishit milibar, which is equivalent to a quarter more of the value of the field. If the field was not redeemed by the owner, but by a third party, then it cannot be redeemed anymore by the owner. If that happens, if that transpires, and the Baalim do not redeem the field, then when you reach the Yovel, the field leaves the one who's redeemed it, or if it was never redeemed and remained with Kodesh, it goes out to the Kohanim on the Yovel. And the Kohanim own that field, and that person will never receive the field back again. Those are the couple of Sukkim that describe Kodesh Stei Achuza. Now we have our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Im makdishim lifnei ha-yovel pachot mishtei shanim." One cannot be makdish a field with less than 2 years remaining until the yovel. Velo goalim achar yovel, and one cannot redeem it after the yovel. Pachot mishana achat. You have to have at least 1 year after the yovel in order to redeem it. Ein mechashvim chodoshim lekdesh. We do not count months with regards to ekdesh. Aval ekdesh mechashev chodoshim. But ekdesh does get the benefit of counting months. In a second, we'll see what the difference is, but the basic principle is, if 20 years have transpired already, pass by, and now we've entered into the 21st year, and the Baalim, the owners, come to redeem their field, we do not make a calculation based on the fact that it's 20 years and 6 months have passed. We make a calculation based on the fact that 20 full years have passed. There still remains now another 29 years to the rest of the Yovel. So we don't count the months to his benefit. There is a time when it will be to Hekdesh's benefit to count the months, and we'll see that case in a second. In that instance, Hekdesh, according to most of the Rishonim, makes that decision and takes advantage of it. According to the Rambam, as an unusual shita here, it says it's up to the Hekdesh if they want to exercise that right or not. They can give him the months or they can't give him the months. It's up to the Gizbar, optional. But Pshat the Mishnah is that Hekdesh doesn't give you that benefit, and it'll be the Hekdesh's benefit. We'll see that in a second. Firaminhu, is that really true? Makdishim ben lifnei ayovel ben achar leyovel. One can be makdish a sadeh achuza before the yovel and after the yovel. Ubishnat ayovel atzma lo yakdish. Person may not be makdish the sadeh on the yovel itself. Be makdish ein akdosha. And if he does do it, it doesn't work. Now what's clear from this braita is that makdishim lifnei ayovel and achar ayovel. There's no limitation that within 2 years of the ovel, you're not allowed to be makdish, it's the achuzah, like our Mishnah says. So the answer is, Rabbi Shmuel d'amar amrei tarvayu. Our Mishnah is not speaking about not allowed, or yes allowed, but rather an instance where something will work and something won't work, which is, ein makdishim li ga'el b'girua pachot mishtei shanim. If you want to have the years reduce the price of the field, that it doesn't work if you're within 2 years of the Yovel. We read the pasuk before that says, "V'machar Yovel yekdish seideyu, v'chishav lo akoyin et kesef al pi ashanim anotarot." Based on the years that are left, ad shnat Yovel, v'nigra me'erkecha, and then you reduce the price. The 50 shekel will be reduced by the number of years remaining until the Yovel. Again, we said it's a shekel upundion l'shana. That will equal up to 49 shekel, 49 pundion, which is the equivalent of 50 shekel plus 1 pundion. In Masechet Bechorot, we learned what that extra pundion was for in order to change the money on the benefit of Hekdesh. You reduce it each year. It says here, Al pi ha-shanim ha-notarot, the years that are left. Shanim is in plural. The minimum years that have to be left in order to get that benefit are 2. If there are 2 years left until the Yovel, then you can take down the price from 50 down to the lower price based on a shekel pundion per shana. For instance, there are 3 years left to the Yovel. You come, you'll redeem it with 3 shekel, 3 pundion, no problem. But if you're within the last 2 years of the Yovel, at that point in time, we say no more redemption for a reduced price. You have to redeem it at full price. Be'er kachayikum, 50 shekel. If you are redeeming your field within 2 years of the Yovel, you pay a full 50 shekel.
Why do we do that?
Goes to the Kohanim. He doesn't redeem it at the Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. He's going to lose it entirely. So it's still valuable to him to redeem it. It's just a much higher price. If he had done it at the 3-year mark, he would have paid 3 shekel, 3 pundion. Comes to the 2nd-year mark, he's out. Now this is where Hekdesh can benefit. 1.5 years left to the Yovel. Before we said, it makes no difference. 1.5 years left to the Yovel, then it's not counted. It's if you still have 2 years, a full 2 years left. Hekdesh can say no. We're going to count the months. And now you're within 2 years, and you can't redeem it. When you grab a kechel, you have to give the full 50 shekel. The benefit to the Hekdesh is that they can count the months. They can't get rid of years, but they can get rid of the months. And they can say it's 1.5 years, you're within the 2-year mark, you got to pay a full 50 shekel. So that Hekdesh can do, that's what the meaning of that line in the Mishnah is, Hekdesh mechashev l'chodashim, that they can take it to their benefit. Now, our Mishnah now will read, Eim Hekdeshim lifnei Yovel pachot mishtei shanim, is good advice. Don't be makdish your field within 2 years of the Yovel, because then you're going to redeem it for a full 50 shekel. So don't do that. It's just a piece of good advice, and that's what Rabbi Shmuel is telling us. Ein makdishin li ga'el b'girua pachot mishtei shanim. But if you do, then you have to pay the 50. B'keivan, ein makdishin li ga'el b'girua pachot mishtei shanim, yadam chasal nechasav, person should be careful about his possessions, v'ayakdish pachot mishtei shanim. Therefore, do not be makdish it with less than 2 years left, because otherwise you're going to be paying 50 shekel instead of paying the amount of years that are left until the Yovel, which always will be less than that. Anytime you redeem the field, except for the first year, and it's going to be less than amount, here you have 2 periods of time where it's 50 shekel. In the first year, because there are 49 years then left until the Yovel, in that first year, you'll pay 50 shekel. The other time you pay 50 shekel is within 2 years of the Yovel. In those 2 periods of time, you're going to pay a full 50 shekel. The only year now we have not addressed is Shnat HaYovel itself. Can you be Makdish the Sadeh on the Yovel? So again, if you do it after the Yovel, already you start the countdown. If it's within the first year, you pay 50 shekel. Anything beyond that, you reduce it by the number of full years that have gone by already. You reduce it by a shekel upundion. Till you reach within 2 years of the Yovel, and then you pay 50 again. So then, the Gemara asks the final question, which is, Itmar, ha-magdish sadeh u-bishnat ha-yovel atzma. What happens if you magdish the sadeh on the yovel itself? Rav Amar, dosha, benotein ni-chamishim, says, Rav says it works, and you pay a full 50. Shmuel Amar, ina kdosha kol ikar. Shmuel says it doesn't work. It just doesn't work at all. You magdish it during the yovel, it's as if you did absolutely nothing. Now they have a similar argument about selling one's field during the yovel. Can someone sell the field during the Yovel? Rav says yes. Shmuel says no. And when Shmuel does that, he uses a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer that Shmuel uses is, if on the Yovel, ha-mechura yotza, that which was sold already, returns to the owners, then, achad kama v'kama, kal v'chomer, if you try to sell it during the Yovel, it won't work at all. So Shmuel uses that by the case of regular sales that are done during the Yovel period. Shmuel says over there, it doesn't work. Shmuel says the same thing over here, that's ain't a kedoshat klal. Doesn't work at all. We'll have to see his reasoning in a second. Rav, in both instances, says it does work. You're allowed to sell it during the Yovel. And number two is, you're allowed to be makdish the field during the Yovel. So now, matkif la Rav Yosef. Bishlam ole inyan mechira. When it comes to a regular field, a chulin field that you're selling to a fellow Jew, Balig Shmuel alei d'Rav. We know that Shmuel argues with Rav over there. Ikal meimar kal v'chomer. You can say the kal v'chomer that I just laid out. Something that was already sold before the Yovel is released on the Yovel. Something that wasn't sold yet. Certainly it should be sold. Does that kal v'chomer apply over here? Does that kal v'chomer here apply by the case of Hekdesh? By Hekdesh, it doesn't go out on the Yovel. The Balim don't get it back on the Yovel. So why should the same kal v'chomer apply here? That's not. If he came to the Yovel and he did not redeem it, Kohanim take over the field, and it says they gotta pay for it. Doesn't go for them free, they have to pay for it. But that's the case. On the Yovel, the field is not released automatically.
What do they pay?
To Hekdesh. They pay to the Berek HaBayit. It's a Mishnah, tomorrow's daf. That they pay Berek HaBayit for the field. So you see over here, there's no such release on the Yovel. To say, well, it was released on the Yovel, then certainly you can't be Makdish on the Yovel. Comes to the Yovel, the Kohanim have to pay for it. So when it says, no, Shmuel, can Rabbi Shimon severely? Wait, you only quoted that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, Damar, Nichnasim, the Kohanim go into the field on the Yovel, Velo Nodim, they don't pay anything. Goes to the Kohanim for free on the Yovel. Therefore, if on the Yovel, it's automatically released to the Kohanim, nobody pays for it, there's no redemption price for it on the Yovel, then certainly you can't be makdishit on the Yovel, because there's no way to redeem such a field on the Yovel. Because the whole kal v'chomer Shmuel is premised on the fact that normally the Yovel releases the field, therefore you cannot sell it on the Yovel because it would automatically release. Over here, too, by being makdish the sadeh on the Yovel, it automatically releases to the Kohanim. So also you're not going to be able to makdish the field on the sadeh on the Yovel, because technically it would automatically release. Now you could argue it's slightly different, which is here it's releasing to the Kohanim, not to back to the Balim, which is what Rav's answer is going to be. That's Rav's claim against Shmuel.
So explain Shmuel again.
It just says that since the field has no redemption value on the Yovel, therefore you can't be Makdishit on the Yovel because it has zero value. Since it has zero value on the Yovel, you can't be Makdishit because you're not giving anything to Hekdesh. It's going straight to the Kohanim. If it goes straight to the Kohanim on Yovel, then you can't be Makdish, because there's no value to Hekdesh. Makdish means I'm giving something to Hekdesh. I'm giving zero to Hekdesh. Just like it's released to the Kohanim for no price. So too, I can't be Makdish a field on the Yovel. But Rav will say exactly what you looked up to me and you said, what do you mean? Rav Savar, sof the Balim, Mikahadra, the Kohanim of the Nafka. It doesn't go to the Balim, it goes to the Kohanim. We're talking about different parties here. The Balim lose it on the Yovel. So why can't you be Makdish on the Yovel? Kohanim, Mishuchan Gavah Kazahu. And number two is, it's not the Kohanim are not getting it because it's them. It's going to Hashem. The field goes to Hashem, and then it's released to the Kohanim because they take what Hashem has. They take it from Hashem. Based on that, he says, I don't think the Kal v'chomer exists. That's the first position of Rav. Rav says the Kal v'chomer doesn't exist over here. Number two, my time with the Rav. What's the reasoning behind Rav? Tamar Kra. Pasuk says, V'mishnat ha-yovel. It says, from the year of the Yovel. Ushnat ha-yovel b'chlal. And the Shnat ha-yovel is counted. That's what I said before when we were reading the Psukim. It's not clear what it means. Im Mishnat HaYovel, V'Machar Yovel. What does it mean from Mishnat HaYovel? When it says Mishnat HaYovel, does that mean in the Yovel itself or outside the Yovel? Rav says Mishnat HaYovel means the Yovel year itself. Shmuel Amar, Miktiv, Im Bishnat HaYovel. Doesn't say in the year of the Yovel. It says Mi, from the Shnat HaYovel. Ktiv. So Mishnat, Shachar HaYovel, from the year that is after the Yovel. Bishlam of the Rav, Anu Dichtiv, Im Mishnat HaYovel, from the Yovel, it's year itself. The next puzzle begins, V'machar Yovel, after the Yovel. So that means, one puzzle is talking about when you makdish it during the Yovel, the next one's the year after the Yovel. According to Shmuel, why is there a distinction? One says after the Ovel, and the other one says after the Ovel. They're both saying the same thing. So where's Shmuel going to do that? Tell Shmuel, my Achar Yovel. He says, Achar, Achar. They have different dinim. One is Achar Yovel, the first year after the Ovel. The next one is any year beyond 1 year after the Ovel. The year after the Ovel, you're going to pay the full 50. After that point in time, you're going to deduct from it the Shekel Pundion per Shana. So that's one is Achar Yovel, the other one is Achar, Achar, the year after the Yovel. So that's how Shmuel is going to explain it. Meitavei. So just before we do that, Rav has two parts of his position. The Shmuel discusses why does he need two parts to his position. One is that he gets rid of the Kal V'chomer of Shmuel. Once he gets rid of the Kal V'chomer of Shmuel, why do we need a reason for Rav's position? Rav's position should be easy now. Without the Kal V'chomer, you can't say that I can't be Makdishin during the Yovel. So why does the Gemara automatically ask right afterwards, my time at the Rav? I'll tell you what the reasoning of Rav is. There is no Kal V'chomer. That's what the reasoning of Rav is. Why does the Gemara need a second reason, which is Imi Shnat HaYovel, the Shnat HaYovel included. So the one answer that Tosvot brings down, says from the Bali HaTosvot, which is that if I not had this limud of Mishnat HaYovel, I would have thought that if you were Makdisha during the year of the Yovel, you would have to redeem it at its fair value. It wouldn't be a part of this whole picture of doing the Chamishim Shekel Kesef. So I got rid of the Kal V'chomer to teach me, number one, that there is no din that you can't be Makdisha during the Yovel. Secondly, I need to know what's the din of the field that you're Makdisha during the Yovel. Had it not been included by the Pasuk of Mishnat HaYovel, I would have thought, Makdisha during the Yovel, you pay the full value of the field. After the Yovel, then you start doing this 50 shekel per big course of Orim. That only starts after the Yovel. So along comes Rav to teach us, in Mishnat HaYovel, to teach us, no. Even the Yovel year is accounted in that 50 shekel assessment. If you're Makdisha during the Shnat HaYovel, you pay 50 shekel, and that's it. Flat rate, like you would pay on the first year of the Yovel. Same thing, you pay the exact same amount. So there are two pieces of the puzzle. One is to say that you can be a Makdish in the Yovel. Number two is to teach us that on the Yovel itself, you still work with this principle of So those are the two stages in Rav's position. That's why we have a My Time of Rav, even after he knocks out the Kal V'chomer from Shmuel. If you Makdish in the Yovel, you pay 50. You Makdish the year after the Yovel, pay 50. If you make the second year after the Yovel, then you start to reduce it. And it only starts reducing later on. It's at the fixed price for the Yovel, it's at the fixed price for the first year after the Yovel. As long as you're within 50 years of the Yovel. The Gemara is going to ask you a question in 1 second. I'm kind of tricking you. I'm saying, yeah, it works. The Gemara is going to ask you a question right now.
You see, it doesn't, because it's not
exactly... It's 50-50 and then it drops. Yeah, that doesn't work out. I really should divide by 50 years and not by 49 years. And that would ruin the whole calculation. I said, yeah, you can do this, but it doesn't really work. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask right now, which is... Hey, Tave. Makdishim ben lifnei Yovel, ben achar Yovel, u'bishnat Yovel atzma lo yakdish. So we asked from the Braita that we brought. This is the first Braita that we brought. It says in Shnat Yovel, you cannot be Makdish the Sadeh. If you Makdish, ain't a Kedosha. It doesn't work. I'm a Lecha Rav, ain't a Kedosha be Girua, aval Kadosh notim Chamishim. Says, no. Ain't a Kedosha be Girua to be reduced, but it's Kodesh that you give a full 50. Bichlau. If you do that, you infer from that, then the first line in that Braita is, Lifnei Yovel Kedosha, Ligael be Girua. That before the Yovel, within a year of the Yovel, then you can do it and redeem it based on a reduction price. Rav Shmuel do Amrei Tavayo im Makdishim Ligael be Girua Pachot Mishtei Shanim. So Amar Lecha Rav, Hamani Rabbonon hi. That's the position of the Rabbonon. Va'ano da Amrei Kirabi. I hold like Rabbi. Damar Rishon v'Rishon Bichlal, Shvi u'Shvi Bichlal. So we saw this before, which is Rabbi's position when it comes to Pesach. It says, Miyom HaRishon ad Yom HaShvi. So there we asked, how do I know how long is Yom Tov? So the Chachamim based it on, it says from Ad Echad V'Esrim until the 21st. So in that we learn it meant from the 15th until the 21st, and we include the 1st and 7th day. Rabbi says, Einu Tzarich. You don't need that. When it says, Mirshon Ad Shvi'i, it means Ad V'Ad Bichlal, including the Rishon and including the Shvi'i. So the same thing over here, Rab says. When it says, Im Mishnat HaYovel, Im Mishnat HaYovel means from the year after the Yovel, but it also includes the Yovel itself. When you say from until, you say mi Yom HaRishon ad Yom HaShvi'i, you mean Yom HaRishon till 1 to 7, but mi Rishon means including the first, and ad Shvi'i means including the Shvi'i. So also over here, Mishnat HaYovel means from the Yovel, including the Yovel itself. So I'll hold like Rabbi, I don't hold like the Chachamim. So I'll dismiss that Braita, I'll dismiss as being altered by the Chachamim, and I'm going to subscribe to Rabbi's Shita. that it's Arba B'chalal. Now, truthfully, Shmuel has to subscribe to Rabbi's position as well. So what's Shmuel going to do with Rabbi's position? So Rashi over here explains the difference. Over there, by the case of Pesach, it says, Mi Yorom Arishon Ad Yom HaShvi'i. So when you have a combination of me and then Ad, we say it means from the beginning to the end, including the beginning and the end. Over here, you don't have that. You only have one half of the statement. You have Mishnat Yovel, but you don't have the Ad part of the statement. So Shmuel agreed to Rabbi's position when it has the word Ad there. Over here, we're missing the word Ad. And therefore, I'm not going to dash Mishnat Yovel to be inclusive of the Yovel itself. So that's Rav's position. Rav says, I'll hold like Rabbi, and that's how I get rid of that bright duck. That's not me. That's the Chachamim. You're right. Ain't Ochanami. The Chachamim, you can't be Makdish on the Yovel itself. It won't work. Because the Chachamim believe, Mishnat Yovel does not include the Yovel itself. Chachamim don't hold to this position of Ad Ad Bichlal. They need a separate Pasuk to teach you that. So Mar says, oh, wait a minute. Ik Rabbi. He says, it's like Rabbi, a Pundion Ma'avite. What are you doing with this Pundion? Because, Vichite Malaitle, he doesn't have it. Vatnan. Igdish Shtaim Vishloshanim Lifne Yovel. Rabbi Omer, ani notein sela upundion. You give one sela upundion. If Rabbi's position, and this is your question, Zvi, if Rabbi holds that the Yovel is included in the calculation, that means the 50 shekel should be divided by 50 years. The Yovel, till the end of the Yovel. That's 50 full years. Take 50 shekel divided by 50, you get one shekel per year. So why are we reducing it by a shekel upundion per year? That means it's a 49-year calculation. So how does that work? So what are you going to say? Rabbi doesn't think that this shekel bundion calculation works. He thinks it's a shekel. Ain't no chanami. That doesn't work. Vatanan. We have a Mishnah that's coming up. Higdish daim shloshanim lithin avel, Rabbi Omer. Omer anino tin selu bundion. Pays a selu bundion to a shana. Rabbi says explicitly his calculation is a selu and bundion. So how can you say that Rabbi thinks there's 50 years here? No problem. Rabbi, can Rabbi Yehuda spherely? It's another opinion we've seen before in the Masechta. Machloket Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim as to when the Yovel transpires. According to the Chachamim, you have 49 years. The 50th year is the Yovel. Then you start again a new cycle of 1, 2, 49, and then 50. Rabbi says that Yovel is Oledekan, Veoledekan. That means the Yovel is not only the 50th year of the first cycle, it's also the first year of the next cycle. That means according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are only 49 years. Because you start from the Yovel year, that's the year that you start, and you have 49 years before you get to the next Yovel. So Rabbi will hold of Rabbi Yehuda's position that there are only 49 years to a Yovel cycle. Well, now we solved our problem. 49 years to the Yovel cycle, including the Yovel. And based on that, you now have a shekel pundion per shana, because you're dividing by 49. No problem. So Rabbi has solved this problem. I'm subscribing to Rabbi, who says the Yovel is included. Where Rabbi's going to have to subscribe to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there's only 49 years in the Yovel cycle, and therefore we'll end up with a shekel bundion, no problem. So now Gemara says, L'Shmuel, Lema Rabbi Kerabonan Tzvirle. According to Shmuel, we'll have to say that Rabbi holds like the Rabbanan. De'ika Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Sela Ushtei Bundionot Mimbaile. Because the way that Shmuel reads Rabbi's position is that Rabbi does not include the Yovel. Since Rabbi does not include the Yovel in the count, if he subscribes to Rabbi Yehuda's position, there would be 49 years including the Yovel. You leave out the Yovel, you only have 48 years left. If you only have 48 years left, you take 50 shekel divided by 48, you get a shekel and two pundion per year. And it's clear that Rabbi says it's a shekel upundion. According to Rav, Rabbi said the Yovel is included. According to Shmuel, Rabbi does not include the Yovel in the count. So if I go to Rabbi Yehuda, I only have 49 total years in the count. One of those years is the Yovel. So if I do not count the Yovel as one of the years that you can be Makdish the Sadeh, that means I only have 48 years left in which I can be Makdish the Sadeh. There are 48 years left, and I have 50 shekel divided by 48 years. It's a shekel uptupundion the shana. So it must be according to Shmuel, who says that Rabbi does not allow you to be Makdish the Sadeh in the year of the Yovel, that Rabbi must hold like the Rabbanon that you have a 50-year cycle. And that way, yes, you do not count the Yovel year, but you have 49 years outside of that that you can count. So according to Rav, Rabbi will hold like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Shmuel, Rabbi will have to hold like the Chachamim. Deik Rabbi Yehuda Zvirleish, it will be settled, Shtei Padiyot Mi Bailei. So Akor Chacha, the Shmuel, Rabbi Karabonan Zvirleish. Therefore, it must be, according to Shmuel, Rabbi holds like the Rabbanan. Rabbi said before, Advad Bichlal. That was Rabbi's position. Advad Bichlal. Rav applies that position here to Yovel and says the Yovel is included. Shmuel says we're not going to apply that position of Rabbi here of Ad Bad Bichlav because it doesn't say the word Ad here. That means according to Rav, Rabbi says the Yovel is included in the count. According to Shmuel, Rabbi doesn't think that the Yovel is included in the count. Now according to both of them, I need to come up with 49 years to get it to a shekel pundion, because Rabbi says in the next Mishnah that when you divide the 50 by 49, you get 1 plus a pundion for every year. Well, how do I get Rabbi to be 49 years? Well, it depends what you think Rabbi's opinion is. If you think Rabbi's opinion includes the Yovel, then you need to get 49 years with the Yovel. Well, whose opinion is that? That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So that's what Rav says. Rav says Rabbi believes the Yovel's included. I need 49 years. The only one who says that is Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi will hold like Rabbi Yehuda according to Rav. Shmuel says I need 49 years, but Rabbi does not include the Yovel. So if he doesn't include the Yovel, how is the only way I can get to 49 years without the Yovel? That's if he holds like the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim say that it's a full 50-year Yovel cycle. There's 49 years besides the Yovel. So that's how it explains. So that way, Rabbi is going to say Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says that Rabbi is going to hold like the Rabbana. It's very straightforward. Depending what you're forcing Rabbi's position to be, that it either includes the Yovel or doesn't include the Yovel, you're going to have to come up with 49 years based on that, either including the Yovel or excluding the Yovel. And that's what Rav does. Rav does comes up with 49 years including the Yovel. Shmuel comes up with 49 years excluding the Yovel. Tashma. V'lo goalim achar Yovel pachot mishana. After the Yovel, you're not allowed to redeem the field in the first year after the Yovel. Bishlam al Shmuel, lo goalim achar Yovel pachot mishana. Makes sense. El Rav, my achar Yovel. What do you mean, Yovel Shana? After the Yovel, in the Yovel itself you can start. That's the first year, according to Rav. Rav says that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Yovel is the first year of the cycle. That means in the year after the Yovel, you can already start redeeming the field. You're 1 year into it already. So why is it Achara Yovel? So he says, Misavar Achara Yovel Mamash. Doesn't literally mean after the Yovel. Means, my Achara Yovel, Bamsa Yovel. Not literally after the Yovel. Ella, after the beginning of the year of the Yovel, then you can start redeeming it. Dolo Malhile Shana. Since you didn't finish a complete year, Lo Migrale, we don't take anything off. You have to only start reducing it after you completed a full year. So after you completed a full year, boom, then you can start. My Kamash Malan. So what are you telling me now? Dei Mechashvim Chodoshim Im Hekdesh? That you don't count months towards Hekdesh? If you're a half a year in, it doesn't count towards reducing it a year. You need full years to reduce it. That's explicit in the Mishnah. So what do you mean in Achara Yovel? Our Mishnah says that after the Yovel, you have to wait a year. What do you mean wait a year? You're saying to me, that doesn't mean really a year. It means that until you complete the first year of the Yovel, then you can redeem it. But that's the next line in the Mishnah. The next line in the Mishnah says, don't count months, only count years. So what do I need you to tell me the same information twice? Where it says, no, Matam Kamar. Matam lo galim lachar Yovel pachot mishana. Why can't you redeem the field within the first year of the Yovel? That part of the line in the Mishnah is giving you a reason for the previous statement in the Mishnah. So according to Shmuel, the din is coming to tell you that after you complete the year of the Yovel, you have to wait a complete another year until you can start redeeming it with Giron Kesef, until you go reduce it from the 50 shekel. Because the year of the Yovel can't be Makdishit. The year after the Yovel, you can't be Makdishit. But you have to wait that full year is completed until you can reduce the price. Because within that first year, you pay 50 no matter what. That'll be the meaning of our Mishnah. In Machara Yovel, after the Yovel, you have to wait a complete year before you start reducing the price. Whereas according to Rav, Achara Yovel doesn't mean literally after the Yovel is completed, but after you start the Yovel. After you start the Yovel, you cannot redeem it for less than 50. Because you must complete that full year entirely of the Yovel before you can start taking down the numbers. Again, Rav's statement, all it adds is the fact that you're not allowed to count months, you have to count years. That's the next line in the Mishnah. And the Gemara says that's exactly right. The next line in Mishnah is explaining why it is during that first year of the Yovel, you can't reduce the price. Because we don't count months, we only count full years. Now the last line in the Mishnah, which is, Mechashavim Chadashim, Eimechashavim Chadashim for you, but Hekdesh does. Tarabana, Minayin Sheim Mechashavim Chadashim Hekdesh. How do we know that we don't count months towards Hekdesh? Because it says, Tamalomar, Chishav lo akwein et kesef al pi ha-shanim anotarot. Shanim ata mechashiv, vi ata mechashiv chodoshim. We count full years that have been completed, not months. Minayim shim ata rotze lasot chodoshim l'shana oseh. How do I know that if you want to make months into a year, you can do that? Now when the Gemara here said, Minayim shim ata rotze lasot chodoshim. Now number one, the ata is clearly referring to the Gizbar. The second thing is it says, Rotzeh, if he wants to. Now, you can read that in one of two ways. Rotzeh can mean that if he wants, so he can make the choice, and that's where the Rambam read it. The Rambam read it that the Gizvar has a choice to give him the option to do it on a reduced basis, to say it's still 2 years and he can pay it that way, or he can force him to pay the full 50 shekels. It's up to the Gizvar. That's what it means, Rotzeh. The other way to read Rotzeh is, Shimata Rotzeh, that if it turns out to be the benefit of Ekdesh, that you do it this way. Rotzeh doesn't mean a choice, but rather it says, Hekdesh always benefits. So how do I know that in this case, where Hekdesh will benefit, I can exercise that right? And that what it means, Atah Rotzeh. But the Atah is not clearly referring to the Gizbar. It's a question of the Gizbar must act this way, or does the Gizbar have a choice to act this way? And it's Machloket Rambam and the other Rishonim about this issue. Hechidami, what's the case? We're going to act the Shei, but Palga D'Arbanim B'Tamyo. 48 and a half years done. So 48 and a half years done of the Yovel. Well, let's not count months. That means that he has a full 2 years left. He has a full 2 years left. He should be able to redeem it at the reduced price. It's 48 and a half to half year doesn't count. Now he gets 40 years. But if I count those half years, he's under 2 years. He'd have to pay the full amount. He'd have to pay the full 50 shekel. So how do I know that Hekdesh has the right to do that? Tamalomar, v'chishav alo ha-kohen mikol makom. Kohen gets to calculate it no matter what. No matter what is, to the benefit of Ekdesh. Now, Tosu points out over here, it's not literally that he was Makdishit in the 48 and a half year, because it has nothing to do with when you're Makdishit. It has to be when you redeem it. You can be Makdishit many years before. It's a question of when you come to redeem the field. So if you come to redeem the field at 48 and a half, then we would think that's 2 years left. You get to do it with two shekel and a puntun with the own. Long comes the Gemara to say no. Hekdesh gets the benefit of saying yes, we're going to count those 6 months. We're going to count those 6 months and say, you're already under 2 years, pay the full 50 shekel. So it's a one-way street. You, when you come to redeem, you don't get to count the months towards your benefit. But if it's the Hekdesh's benefit, Hekdesh will count those months to bring you under the 2 year mark and force you to pay the full 50 shekel. It's letting you to pay based on the gear own kesef, the shekel pundion per shana. We'll stop over here.